Here we are on a Tuesday, a little foggy out there. Sarah Maurer has made her way through the fog. How foggy was it when you walked in?
It wasn't foggy.
Because I could see you down the road.
Yeah,
because
no.
I stood and locked the doors. Nope, you're not coming in. How are you? How are things?
Good. We're excited. Yeah. We have our beef banquet this weekend.
So. I'm excited because this is the first one I get to MC as farm director.
Yep. So we're excited to have you. It'll be
despite
fun.
That, still come out. Don't let me being the MC keep you from coming out. Food-wise, I know we've been giving tickets away here the last couple days. And as I was telling you, we could take caller 20 because the phone rings. We get our winner, and then it keeps ringing for like 10 minutes afterwards. Like, did you give the tickets away? So the demand is there, and I think because people know the history, they know the quality of the meal and the evening that it is.
Yeah, we're really excited. Our meal consists of a 12-ounce ribeye steak. Baked potato, green beans, coleslaw, roll, and dessert. So come on out. Mm-hmm. If you haven't got your tickets yet, you can get them at area banks or from any cattleman member. So we're excited. We also have a kids meal.
Okay, tell me about that.
Yeah, so if you're bringing your kids or want to do the drive through and your kids want to eat too, we have a hamburger kids meal, and some of the adults end up eating that too. So but it's $5 for the hamburger meal. So.
Well, and one of the things you mentioned, and this was kind of stemming from COVID, but it's carried over. You can drive through and get the meal.
Yeah.
Or you can come, sit down, and have the meal with, friends and neighbors, and then stick around and watch, because we got some business to get to on stage then Saturday night, too.
Yeah, so we're serving the drive through. You can drive through. You enter by the fairgrounds. Actually by the middle school. By the middle school.
Okay, come
and then
that way.
Come up that way. And then the east side of the pavilion, like the back door, that's where we bring it out, that door. So you just stay in your car. We'll take your tickets or whatever and bring it right to your car. And you'll be in and out and go home and eat your hot meal.
Yeah. So. Last week, Jerry and I were talking about it. He's going to be the auctioneer.
Yep.
Because there are some live auction items. This is a fundraiser after all.
Right. So this is probably our biggest fundraiser of the year. Really our only one. We do a lot with scholarships. We're actually rolling out a new program that we'll talk about at the beef banquet at the during the program part of it. So that's going to be helping kids, possibly buy some heifers. So we'll talk about that. Really, this is our biggest fundraiser. We have 21 auction items.
Yeah, I'm just reading through them.
So, yeah, there's some good stuff on there. Some pies, some stuff for everybody. There's stuff for
16-person steak meal with drinks.
Yeah.
If you got a family reunion coming up
party, whatever.
Maybe you got a birthday in August, or maybe you just want to show off to the neighborhood.
There you go. Yep. We got a party bus rental, a concert night package at the fair.
I don't know if I should read this one on the air. Two 1-quart jars of peach moonshine.
Yeah.
Know what I'm bidding on now. That's why Dad's coming. He's my proxy bid.
There you go. Yeah.
But all of this raises money. Like I said, it helps with the Steerenstein that you guys have built the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And scholarships. And that's the whole point of the evening.
Exactly. Yep. And it's just come out and have a good time. If you want to just do the drive-thru, that's great, too, because we have a lot of people that are really, really interested in that. It's great. Evening.
Well, it's a fun night. I was able to go last year. Janelle and I and Rob went last year. This year it's Eric and Janelle and my dad going with us. So that'll be the KMCH table. So annoy and harass those folks.
But
it's such a fun night. And the thing, it's usually wrapped up by 9:30. So it's not that late of a night.
Yeah.
I'm emceeing. It's going to be wrapped up by 9:30. Eric, it's going to be wrapped up by 9:30. The beef banquet.
Yeah.
we have Bill ahead, Stock. Yes. Yeah, we have Bill Stock. Awesome. He always comes and plays for us. So you'll get a feed off of him, and he'll feed off of you, and it'll be a great night.
He and I have chatted back and forth already, texting and everything. $25 per ticket, and they're not going to be sold at the door.
Yeah.
So it's important to get them the next few days here.
Yeah, we like to have them all sold ahead of time, just so we have an idea on food and make sure we have enough food. But yeah, if you haven't got your tickets yet, they're available at the local banks here in Manchester, Community Savings Bank in Earlville, Community Savings Bank in Edgewood, and then any Cattleman member. And if you can't get a hold of anybody, just you can give me a call. My phone number is 563-608-5522.
Now, Eric was not part of the family. We had not allowed him in last year.
Yeah.
He is a part of the family now. He gets to go to the beef banquet. Eric, what do you know of this banquet? Having never been to one before, what do you know about it?
Food. Honestly, the cattlemen, from our area, really most areas, they put on great food. Mm-hmm. You know that it's farm raised, probably right here. And, you know, the spread is always good.
Oh, yeah.
And you're talking to your friends and neighbors.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it should be a great time. And you're raising money to help promote beef and help with, you know, any number of things.
And you usually end up with, like, a few goodies to take home, too. Not only the good meal,
prizes. We have area businesses that donate door prizes. And so there's always something. So
there you go. Well, again, coming up Saturday night, what time does everything start, Sarah?
Yeah, so the drive-through only is 4 o'clock to 5:30. Like I said, entered by the middle school and then out the back door of the pavilion, the east side. We'll just bring it right to your car. And then if you want to come and sit down and stay for the program and everything, that is from 6 to 8. So.
And then we're crowning new princesses.
Yeah.
We have a queen. Princess becomes the queen.
Yep. So we're going to do the royalty. We also give away some awards. So like the Making a Difference Award. Mm-hmm. We started that a few years back. The Cattleman of the Year Award and Beef Promoter of the Year Award. So
I don't want to give all of this away, but 57 grilling events last year.
Yeah,
for Cattleman.
Yeah.
42 people represented the county at the Iowa State Fair at the Beef Quarters.
Yep.
The rest you'll have to come to the banquet and find out.
Right, yeah.
And you'll have to find out who the new queen will be. This year's queen is Macy. Is Macy the queen?
Yeah, so Macy will be the queen in 2023. Olivia Hilby was our queen last year.
That's right, okay.
Yep, and then we have a couple girls running for princess, and that is Abigail Krogman and Micah Brooks.
There you go. So you have to come and find out how they do, but the only place you'll find that is at the banquet, Delaware County Fairgrounds. Any one of the banks, I mentioned GNB because that's where Sarah's heading after this, so go see her, or any one of them in town, or find one of your cattlemen members, and if you don't know who they are, just start driving out of town until you see a feedlot and just pull in.
There you go.
They'll tell you where to go.
Yep,
so
yep.
Always good to see you, Sarah. Look forward to seeing you on Saturday.
Thank you.
And of course, we'll have full coverage of the winners and interviews with the queen and the new princess as well coming up on KMCH.com.
Not sure what to cook for dinner tonight? Swing by Off the Hoof and Del.